Hello again, it's Maria, and I want to share a little story about a grandmother and her granddaughter. Maybe you've heard this one before. If so, bear with me. If not, I think you'll find it worthy of a listen. One day, a very kind and generous grandmother named Ruby spent a day with her granddaughter, June. June was about 10. Now, June was not this grandmother's only grandchild. She had four, and Ruby made it a practice to take one grandchild at a time for a full day once a month. On this particular day, Ruby and June spent time doing some of June's favorite things. They went to the library to check out books to read together. They played dolls, and they had a real tea party, and they played games. All kinds of games. And Ruby took June to her favorite place to have lunch. They talked about all kinds of things, and Ruby always made June feel very special, as Ruby did for each of her grandkids when it was their turn to spend the day. Over lunch, out of the clear blue, June asked Ruby a question. She asked, "Grammy, do I come first?" For a moment, this caught Ruby off guard, and she waited and thought before she answered. Then Ruby said, "Yes, June, you come first after me. You come first after me," she said. I love this story because it teaches us how important it is to take care of ourselves first, so that we have enough to give to those we love and who depend on us. Ruby was teaching June this lesson with those five simple words. I would say that Grandmother Ruby was a very tuned-in lady to recognize that her own well-being is vitally important if she's going to be able to keep up with her growing family of grandkids, her own career, her family, and community obligations, to say nothing of her beloved circle of friends that she loves to spend time with. You only have so much in your gas tank every day. When you start to run low or you hit empty, and someone needs something from you, what do you do? If you give of yourself from an empty tank, you can't be giving your best. Do your friends and family deserve the best from you? I suspect you'll answer yes to that question. So what can you do if you're on empty and someone asks one more thing of you? Here's an idea that I recently shared with a client, and it helped her shift her thinking just a little bit and a weight lifted. You see, my client, perhaps like you, feels really bad when she says no. Do you hate to say no? What if this were the scenario? It's 5 p.m. You've had a tough day. You're exhausted. You're heading home and you get stuck in traffic, and then your cell phone rings. It's your best friend. You think, great, she'll cheer me up on the ride home. You answer the phone. Instead of being cheered up, she unloads on you about something horrible that happened in her relationship, and she really wants to meet you for dinner to talk. It's the last thing you want to do. But she's your best friend, and she needs you. And you'll feel really badly if you say no. But you know that you'll not be able to give her your best support if you go meet her now. So here's an approach that avoids saying no and still gives you a chance to unwind, regroup, and recharge. You could say, "Girlfriend, I'm going to be there for you, just as you're always there for me. Here's what I can do. I'll meet you in 2 hours. I need to get home, do a couple of things before I can get there. So meanwhile, I want you to take a deep breath and try to relax, and I'll see you at 8. You never said no. You gave yourself permission and some time to refill your tank first. How does that feel to you? Sometimes it takes just a small shift in perspective to recharge your own battery and fill your own tank. The shift is this: you can be at everyone's beck and call when they need you. Or you can recognize that it's not a life and death situation and take some time for you first, so you can be at your best for those who need you. That's the best thing you can do for you. For you and for them. I hope this story of Ruby and June helps shift your perspective on who comes first. Till the next time we meet, this is Maria, sending you warm hugs.